to 11. I'm just reading some of your tales and stories that are coming, and we'll share them out in the next hour. Today is International Day of Women and Girls in Science, and it's the 6th Assembly, which will be held virtually at the United Nations headquarters in New York. This year's theme, well, it's women scientists at the forefront of the fight against the virus, against COVID-19. Of course, here on Merseyside, we know only too well the work that the school has provided as part of that fight, a huge chunk. Rachel Byrne is a PhD student from the school and put her studies on hold to help with the COVID-19 research. I'm glad to say Rachel joins us now. Hi, Rachel.
Hi there, you okay?
Yeah, I am, thanks. Let's just get this out of the way. You didn't do A-levels, you went to Ibiza and had a really good time instead. Let's just get that out of the way. Is that true?
I didn't think that you were going to say that. Yeah, I didn't do any A-levels. I had a great time in Ibiza and I came back and had a little panic about what I was going to do with life.
Okay, but that went down well in the family, didn't it? Listen, I'm not doing my A-levels. I know you put all your faith in me for all these years, but I'm going off to Ibiza with me mates. I bet that went down really well.
Do you know what? They had very little faith anyway, I'll be honest. But they just really wanted me to be happy and I was really happy. So they were quite pleased. So my parents are very... do what makes you happy, sort of people.
Do you know, I love your honesty. They had very little faith in me anyway. I love that. Well, listen, you went off. You had a good time. You got that out of your system. And look at you now. I suppose I'll ask you first, how many women do you know that work in the sciences?
So do you mean before I started where I am, or like as a kid, or do you mean now?
Well, now, really, in the industry the way it is now.
Well, to tell you the truth, I mean, I've always gravitated towards female mentors. So my supervisor in work is Emily Adams, who you've obviously had on your show a few times. And she was actually my supervisor at undergraduate. So she's really shaped my scientific journey, really. And I've always gravitated back to her because of how she is as a manager and how supportive she is of women in science. And we always joke that our lab group is almost entirely women, and you obviously had Tom on earlier, who's a postdoc in our group, so he's one of the few men amongst us. So I don't think my experience of science is necessarily the experience of many. I'm just really lucky in where I have decided to have women as my supervisors, and you know, being able to have that opportunity. But I do know that it's very rare to do so, because obviously as we go higher up in science, you know, at the beginning in PhDs, it's a 50-50 split, to be honest, of women and men. But as we go up in our careers, we see women not going to the same heights as men typically for various reasons. And I think I've been so lucky, but it's definitely not the experience of everyone.
Yeah, there's lucky and there's hard work though, Rachel, isn't there?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's been really hard work. But I think, you know, we joke about me not doing A-levels. It meant I was a little bit older when I started uni. So I went and did a foundation course at Cornell College, which was unbelievable. The women there again, Carmen, who runs that course, she was fantastic. And just really, being 21 at the time, it made me have a different outlook on things. And I just worked that little bit harder than I'd really done in school. I wasn't that academically managed in school, I just put it that way.
So let's come up to date with COVID. Well, I say up to date, a year ago, pretty much now, isn't it? Mm. You know, everybody had plans for this, that and the other, and including you with your career. Then all of a sudden this happened and your career changed course with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So I actually, this time last year, was in Malawi. So I was based in Southern Africa, working there. So I was completely on track to, you know, stay based in Malawi for a while. And yeah, like everyone else, you wanted to help. So I think the first thing came from, did I have a skill that could help the COVID, you know, fighting LSTM? And it just so happens that COVID's diagnosed using the same technology that I've worked on in the past. Mm. So it was a natural progression for me, and it made sense to obviously help.
It's funny, isn't it? Some things happen for a reason. I know we had a little joke before about you going to Ibiza and not doing your A-levels, but in the grand scheme of things, these things kind of happen for a reason, because maybe there's a bigger plan. And how's life at the Royal where you are at the moment? What are you up to there?
Yeah, so I go over to the Royal and I collect air around patients who have COVID. And I do that with one of our academic partners, Susie Gould. So we go over there And we want to understand how COVID's transmitted. And obviously that's the $1 million question, right? We do know that it's when you sneeze and when you cough. But is there a chance that you can transmit it when you're talking through aerosols, which obviously is a little bit more dangerous because everyone, you know, emits aerosols. But most importantly to our healthcare workers who, you know, the people we really need to protect. When they do procedures like intubation, like putting people on oxygen, you create aerosols. So we want to understand the risks to our healthcare workers to see what PPE they need and for how long. So that's what we're up to at the minute.
It's crucial work. Listen, we've got about 10 seconds left. We've run out of time. But for any young women, any young Rachels out there listening at the moment who do want to stay on and do their A-levels and not go to Ibiza, what advice would you give to them for dipping a toe in the water of the sciences and doing the crucial work that you do?
I'd say go to Ibiza for a week. It's really important. And then after that, I think, I just think, realise, like, you know, I didn't come from a family of scientists. No, women in my family have been to university. Yeah. Just because you can't see those opportunities doesn't mean that they're not there.
All right, Rachel, I'm going to leave it there, but thanks very much indeed, and I'm sure you'll get back to Ibiza again.
BBC Sounds app.